back to Bach and the Brandenburg Concerti. As an illustration of the social status and professional position of a Baroque-era composer, I would like to read to you the obscenely obsequious cover letter that Bach sent to the Margrave of Brandenburg along with six concerti that we now call the Brandenburg Concerti. Oh, showbiz, my friends. It's not as glitzy as we think. Here's the letter. And the original, by the way, is written in French, which was the courtly language of the day. Oh, while I read this letter to you, please, would you ask yourselves, what does this letter mean? What does Bach want? Read in between the lines, would you? To His Royal Highness, Christian Ludwig, Margrave of Brandenburg, etc., sire, since I had the happiness a few years ago to play by command before Your Royal Highness, and observed at that time that you derived some pleasure from the small musical talent that heaven has given me, and since, when I was taking leave of Your Royal Highness, you did me the honor to request that I send you some of my compositions, I have therefore, in compliance with your most gracious demand, taken the liberty of tendering my most humble respects to Your Royal Highness with the present concerti, arranged for several instruments, begging you most humbly not to judge their imperfection by the strict measure of the refined and delicate taste in musical pieces that everyone knows you possess, but rather to consider kindly the deep respect and the most humble obedience which I am thereby attempting to show you. For the rest, sire, I beseech Your Royal Highness most humbly to have the kindness to preserve your goodwill towards me, and to be convinced that I have nothing so much at heart as to be able to be employed on occasions more worthy of you and your service, since I am with matchless zeal, sire, Your Royal Highness's most humble and obedient servant, Johann Sebastian Bach, Kirthen, March 24, 1721. Oh, gag us with the spoon. Grovel, 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 more grovel. This depicts for all to see with absolute clarity the social position and life of your typical church court music director during the Baroque era. What's Bach writing such a letter for? Well, he's looking for a job. He's looking for a job. I tell you a little bit about what's going on in his life right now. He's been working for a prince who he adores, named Prince Leopold in Anhalt-Kirchen. And he's been working there since 1717. And he adores the prince. And he wants this job for life. But the prince has been having some financial problems. He's been cutting back on the orchestra. In May of 1720, Bach's beloved wife Barbara suddenly dies, leaving him crushed and bereft and with four young children. And on top of that, Prince Leopold has become engaged to Princess Frederica Henrietta of Anhalt-Bernburg. Yes, yes, Frederica Henrietta of Anhalt-Bernburg. She does not care for music. No, she doesn't care for Bach. She doesn't approve of the amount of money Prince Leopold spends on his hobby. She's jealous of the relationship between Bach and her fiancé. And for his part, Bach doesn't think much of her either. He calls her an amusa, that is, someone with no feeling for art or music. The writing is on the wall. Bach realizes he's got to get out of here. And so he sends this letter and this package of six concerti to the Margrave of Brandenburg with the hopes that this would be a musical resume worthy of him being hired. I would tell you that the Margrave did not write back. Now, unfortunately, Bach was primarily known as an organist and a harpsichordist. He was not considered among the great composers of his age. He wasn't even considered among the second tier of the composers of his age. And I would tell you that his music was increasingly old-fashioned and complicated the older he got. Near the end of his life, he wrote an encyclopedia series of fugues called The Art of the Fugue. His sons were so embarrassed. Fugues? Are you still writing fugues, Dad? This is as if I greeted my daughter's friends when they came to the house wearing that leisure suit that I wore in disco bands in the 70s. She would be so embarrassed. Well, yes, Bach was the Rodney Dangerfield of North German music. No respect, my friends. He never got the jobs he wanted. He never was able to work for who he wanted to work for. He always ended up having to work for the church and the municipality and always had to teach. You know, it's the same problem with all of us academes. We all complain about all our teaching. You know, we love our students, but we just don't want to have to spend so much time in the classroom. We'd rather have some time for our own creative work. But Bach never had the kind of time he would have had he had a cushier job.